Roger, who's going to make that decision to say, President Biden, thank you for your service, please step aside? How does the inner workings, the inner plumbing of the DNC actually work? Who's making that decision?
The most influential Democrat in the country today is Barack Obama. There is no question about that. And these affiliated news outlets respond very much to him. And the way their convention is set up is very different than the Republican convention. So you can dump a nominee because of the superdelegates far more easily. So the fact that the filing deadlines have already passed in the Democratic primary and caucus schedule for New Hampshire. New Hampshire and Iowa have been neutered. They've taken away their delegates to make South Carolina the first contest, a state with an absolute majority of African American voters in their primary. The convention is where? Chicago, the Obama's hometown. I have predicted for some time that Michelle Obama is the most likely Democratic nominee for the simple reason.
More than Newsom?
Here's why, quite simply. You have a woman of color who's the vice president. She's next in line. How do you rationalize passing her by? If Joe doesn't run, how can you get away with passing her by?
She's got to pull the race card. You have to do it.
Of course.
Identity politics.
So you replace a woman of color with a far more popular woman.
So you're
going to
have two women running the country?
No, I'm out. No, not necessarily.
Sorry.
Stupid.
But I don't think that they can. I mean, you can't just bypass Kamala Harris, despite the fact that she doesn't have dementia, but she makes less sense than you.